thing was, I was trying to like, oh, what actually new happened this week? And I kept scrolling down further and further and further. Oh, You Rock My World by Michael Jackson.
Ooh, cool. Michael Jackson. No problems there. All right. To the movies. So yeah, this film is how do I begin with this movie? So the thing is, what's interesting about it to me is not, so it is just straight up a retelling of the book, Alexandre Dumas' classic 1844 novel, The Three Musketeers. And it's just that, but it's mainly focused on D'Artagnan, you know. Mm-hmm. They famously filmed this in the real D'Artagnan's home region.
Oh, there's a real guy,
Count D'Artagnan, Charles de Batz de Castelmore, who's an actual musketeer of Louis XIV and mm-hmm. was captain of the musketeers of the guard. And they actually went to like where he was from and they filmed around his house. That's fine. What's remarkable about this film is that it's full of Hong Kong action set pieces for some reason.
It was the most incredible thing when I was reading up on it and I saw that like this was often described as wire fu musketeer, which is like, if you sold it that way, I feel like, I mean, today people would be like, why can't I get this on Blu-ray? But it's got a bunch of like pro Hong Kong stunts people behind it.
Yeah, so it's like the famous guy Hung Yan Yan was like a stunt choreographer. He was Jet Li's double in a lot of stuff. And was a big Hong Kong guy, was like the stunt choreographer, and he's in the movie. You kind of see him.
Also, the other thing I noted about just reading a bit of the history of this that I thought was interesting was that this was like supported by this big German government tax credit. I'm just curious if you've ever heard about this. Because so the main reason I know anything about it is because of this director, Uwe Boll.
Oh, I do know about Uwe Boll.
Yeah, so he's the guy who did a ton of really shit video game adaptation movies.
Yeah, and he's also interpersonally a real piece of shit, I've heard.
Oh, yes. I can't, from his filmography and what I've heard about him, he seems like a piece of shit. And he specifically exploited this like movie tax credit thing in Germany specifically, I believe, to where you essentially did not have to earn any money on the movie itself to get a like pretty big paycheck. So that was his strategy. And he just churned stuff out. And this movie, I think, has the same tax credit.
Oh, Apollo Media, the German tax shelter. Apollo Media, which is also responsible for Fear.com.
Ah.
Yes, of course. Fear.com. A great film with a great website. Fear.com. So anyways, this movie opens up with young D'Artagnan. Fucking February, the Man in Black shows up. You know him from every adaptation of The Three Musketeers. In this one, it's Tim Roth, which kicks ass.
Yeah, he rules.
It's my dude, Tim Roth. and he kills D'Artagnan's dad for not having the paying his rent or whatever. And then in the middle of there's like a scuffle and D'Artagnan wounds Febre, the Man in Black, and gets him right in the eyeball. And Febre gets out of there. And then it's like 14 years later, immediately.
Yeah, the Musketeer titles. This is a very like, it's like, oh, I love living with my parents. Oh, your parents are dead.
You, and
it's
no, just you like, don't. Yeah.
Boom, the movie starts.
Like, truly. And then it's like 14 years later, our man D'Artagnan has been raised by, what's the name of the guy? Planchette, who is sort of like played by a French monster named Jean-Pierre Castaldi. He looks like French Shrek. He's so cool. I love him so much.
I know. I really liked him.
He's really great. I was like, is this guy in anything I know?
And I
just like straight up couldn't find him really in anything that I've seen before. But I was like, there's got to be some movie. He just looked really familiar to me. Maybe I was just like, this guy's so cool.
So he had the thick accent just because does he not do a lot of English movies?
No, I don't know. He's in all the live action Asterix and Obelix movies, but I don't watch those because why would I watch those?
Right.
You know, anyways, but he's not, I couldn't find anything he was in that I've seen. Maybe I'm missing it. But he just kicks ass. I love him so much. He's got the best vibe in the world.
Yeah.
I love him. But anyways, D'Artagnan's been raised by this gentleman, Planchet. He's en route to Paris and he gets in a big bar fight with a bunch of guys who want to fight him. Because this movie's like immediately like, by the way, we do need to like let you know the sort of like raison d'etre for this movie.
Yeah.
I'm pronouncing that incorrectly, but I don't care. It's an episode about French people. So I'm going to attempt it. Just warning going forward of me pronouncing anything in French. Can't do it. But sort of like the movie's whole reason for being is wire foo shit. So there's like a wire foo bar fight and the guys fighting D'Artagnan in the bar are just like, where'd you learn that? And he's like, I don't know, around.
Around, yeah. Immediately, even though this is probably like the smallest scale fight and the, you know, the first one you get in the movie, it's immediately kicks ass.
It's so good.
It's like sword fighting. And it's like high intensity, fast sword fighting. So I know that was tricky. It's a lot of dudes. And it doesn't do the thing with sometimes like a lot of people fighting one dude where it's like, why is that guy just kind of standing to the side? Like,
no, everybody's engaged.
Everyone's engaged and it's constantly like moving around. And I wouldn't like, this is not to say that like the wire work is in your face. It's not Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
No.
But every once in a while, he'll leap across like a table to the other side of the room, and you're like, okay, that's not a human movement.
Yeah,
that's...
or was it in this fight or another fight where like someone's like crawling around a ceiling?
I think he's
between the rafters, and he's just like sort of like scuttling around up there.
Yeah,
it fucking rips. It's really cool.
He's able to like prop himself up in a way that's like, it looks cool, but it's like, I don't think a human could do that.
No, there's a bit later, speaking of the wire work, there's a bit later in one of the chase, there's like a chase scene and there's like, I think it's D'Artagnan is on a horse, like standing up.
Yes.
And he leaps to another horse and lands on it also standing up. And it's like such a long jump.
Yes.
And it's like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen in a horse chase in a movie.
This is how a video game character jumps from a horse.
Yeah, like we've invented like French wuxia and it rocks. It's good. So he gets in this bar fight.
I wrote down here ceiling dodging. So I think it was this fight.
Yeah, there must have been that one.